This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Summer music, summertime. I was just thinking about radio advertising, Jay, and I was also thinking about listenership. We were talking about The Bachelor, the Golden Age. What was it? What's the name of the?
The Golden Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor. And how we seem to work in our country, maybe it's part of the world, at separating ourselves. You know how I've said this a million times probably over the years. The reason for us to be together is that we're all sort of struggling to achieve the same things. We go about it in different ways, but yet, and sometimes the way people think they need to achieve success is to eliminate or denigrate the other person because of his or her race or his or her sex or his or her age or his or her weight or his or her, you name it, put it in fill in the blank. And it seems such a shame that this has become part of the human condition. Because when you look around, it doesn't really take anybody else to fulfill you. It shouldn't be that you take other people apart because you're not fulfilled. Your job is to fulfill yourself because you're the only reason, you're the only person who really can fulfill you. You're the only person who can make you happy. That's it.
That's true. It comes from within. Right. And you don't have to snuff out somebody else's light just so you shine bright. There's enough space for everybody.
Yep,
There's enough space for there to be multiple successes.
Yeah, right. All right, speaking of success, the Miss America pageant seems to be something that people are are stirred up about because there's a new TV show called The Secrets of Miss America. Wow, digging pretty deep into the barrel here. The premiere episode aired last week on A&E, and so it goes back to 2017 to an email that leaked that changed the pageant forever, caused the CEO to resign, in fact. And so what happened sort of led to the end of the swimsuit competition. No. So I guess I remember Miss America. I remember when Gretchen Carlson used to be on Fox News. She was a Miss America. And that's how she got her job. And then she went on to the board of trustees to Miss America. And she's, I think, one of the reasons that they changed everything. The reason Roger Ailes hired her was because she'd been Miss America, not because she had any news. She didn't have any qualifications for anything except she looked good. And that was the that was the reason of Roger Ailes out pretty much everybody that was there. Blonde, nicely built. And so then Ailes took to chasing the women around. That movie, who is in that movie? There are a couple of movies about Ailes and what went on at Fox News. And it was, I won't say it was amusing because the sexual harassment was so rampant there. Matter of fact, I remember when Gretchen Carlson left Fox, she sued him, and she got $20 million out of him. So there had to have been something going on between Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly and the cast of characters that were there chasing the women around. But anyway, the point here is that this there's enough material here to do a television series on the things going on with Miss America?
Yeah, I think it's a four-part docuseries.
Yeah, but the one I guess that they're doing this week focuses on the swimsuits and why they don't have them anymore. But the original competition was all about that. I remember as a youngster looking at some of these women, or girls, actually.
That's what it was all about for the lecherous people who wanted to see that, but that was only one small part of the overall.
I don't think I was lecherous. I was like a teenager. It was kind of what teenagers like looking at.
Lecherously.
Okay, I guess I won't I'm not dig around in that hole much more. All right, let's go to Alaska for the week-long volcano celebration going on up there. Wow, what a mess. This remote volcano, and it's actually out on the Aleutian Islands. So it hasn't affected much of the property, but because the ash is, the big cloud of ash is so large, you can't fly through it. So pilots are flying around it. The initial height of the ash cloud is 5.5 miles up in the sky, straight
wow.
up. And most airplanes fly at 35,000 feet, and that's about 7 miles up, somewhere between 6 and 7 miles up. So, anyway, this volcano, for those of you who want to plot it, 700 miles southwest of Anchorage, and is in the middle of an island where nobody lives, thank heavens. But yet again, the real problem here is the stuff that's spewing out in the air. Massive. So what's the atmosphere? You've got to think about the fires in Canada and what that's doing to our atmosphere. And then this stuff coming from the volcano. And what other assaults, you know, the people who are always under climate change say that we're ruining the atmosphere. So how's Mother Earth dealing with this? How come the sky sooner or later always gets clear? Where does that stuff go? Ever wonder that? Where does all the ash, that cloud, go? Where does all of the smoke from the fire, where does that go? Where do the things that are going, the things that come out of the spray cans? You know, when you spray, that stuff is, that's the most harmful
aerosol.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most, that really is. The most, there's other stuff that comes out of the tailpipe of the car. People say that's bad. Well, anything that is connected to fossil fuels is not good. And yet, the planet is built, in essence, on fossils. We live and we die. What is the old expression? Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. We are what we have eaten. And what we have eaten comes from the land. It's just a circulation. It's just the same. When a cow dies on my farm, I put her in the compost pile so that in 6 to 7 months, that body will have gone through the microbial change and will go back in the form of compost that gets used to enhance the value of the land. It's just a cycle. So when people get all worked up about a lot of this stuff, I point out to you, this is just another one, even though it's dangerous for people to breathe this stuff in. And people, oh, they make a big deal. News media makes a big deal out of it. This is part of what goes on the planet every day of every week, of every month, of every year. In the history, there are always these things. You don't know about some of them because many of them happen in places where nobody lives. So you don't pay much attention to them. But it is there. It's clear that there always is activity here because that's how the Earth operates. It cleans itself up and fixes its own problems. It doesn't say, they don't put a call in. Earth doesn't call to Mars and say, hey, Mars, come help me out. No, Mother Earth takes care of Mother Earth. Great lesson in that for all of us.
Yeah.
I think. Take care of your own problems and don't be blaming them on somebody else. All right. How about this for a... for a night out. There's a couple, they went on an Uber ride. Excuse my voice. California couple planning a romantic getaway. So they're going down to Guatemala for their wedding anniversary, which was derailed because they were charged $30,000 for an Uber ride. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go down for a good old time. They get to the airport. She flies down to meet her husband, who's been in Guatemala for a while. They get into the thing. They take the ride, and they go to the hotel. And I guess the card doesn't work, so they check the bank account. And there's a $30,000 charge against it. And they went, what the hell is this?
Yeah. In another country, it suddenly broke. Their cards won't work. They've been cleared out.
$55 to their name.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the $30,000 charge was supposed to be in the Costa Rican money, not dollars. Right. And something happened. So it was really supposed to only be $55. And instead of being charged that, they were charged $30,000. And they had a moment of like, who do we even call about this? What are we supposed to do? Of course, everything worked out. But... oh, that's not a good start to your five-year wedding anniversary celebration trip.
No. Speaking of not a good start to your trip, those of you who are vacationing in Phoenix this week, you will have noted by now that the temperature there yesterday was 110 degrees. 19th straight day of record-breaking heat.
Well,
dangerous
what's that
levels.
Feels like?
It feels down there. It's pretty dry. So it just feels hot. It doesn't feel humid. Like we're feeling, you're getting it in Ohio.
No, you know how the temperature is like, the temperature says this, but the feels like is this. And it's always hotter or colder
dew
in the winter.
Yeah, that's the dew point. We don't have high dew points. The dew point is the moisture measurement in the air. And when it's humid, dew point goes up. If the dew point is 70, you're going to be sweating. And so, okay, here we have most of the news media outlets making a big deal about the extreme summer weather. Now there are firefighters also battling wildfires. I was talking about the fires up in Canada. Greece has a problem. China has a real problem. It's interesting how things are coming out of China now. There are a couple of news outlets like the Epoch Times have people that are in China that are telling what's going on. You never really knew what the weather was in China, right? You didn't pay any attention to the weather. And now we see they're having the same problems that the rest of us are. Where's Al Gore when we need him? Right? 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Meet Joe A, Joe B, and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
Do you have to replace tires on EVs sooner than gas cars? AAA's Greg Brandon says the short answer is yes.
Probably somewhere between 20 and 40%, this is a guess, of faster tire wear for a EV than you'll have with a regular internal combustion car. It's no surprise. EVs accelerate faster. They have more torque, which is rough on tires, just like a drag car, drag racing car burning out, right? And so they have that combined with a lot more weight. And then the electric vehicles will weigh as much as like a full-size pickup truck, but then be riding on wheels and tires that are made to reduce the rolling resistance, which might be smaller than a regular internal combustion tire. So the combination of those two things leads to wear. And then there's some manufacturers like Tesla specs a tire that actually has less tread depth right from the start, and they do that because they want to maximize the range of the vehicle.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
He took his time with me,
No, I don't know.
Just the perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows,
Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Sugar. All right, here we are, 23 at the hour. Social media time with the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner, people with their thoughts, random thoughts. Hello to Wendell Combs, who likes to listen on his way to work to the program. My program, he says, your show is often full of falsehoods. Typical liberal BS. Another occurred this morning. Elvis was not a cousin to Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lee was a cousin of Mickey Gilley and Jimmy Swaggart. Get your facts straight.
Get your facts straight, sir. Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis Presley were both born in the small town of Tupelo, Mississippi, and while they were not related by blood, they were cousins by marriage. Elvis's mother, Gladys, was married to Jerry Lee's first cousin, Vernon Presley.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. This is not a contest, sir, but it's... good
but
to hear
we
from
win.
You. Glad you're
sorry. But thank you for your thoughts, and we still want to encourage people to correct us when we were wrong because facts are important.
That's true.
Just make sure we're wrong.
And the difference between facts and the truth is a really broad spectrum of those things. But isn't it funny? Here's a fellow who obviously pays close attention to what we're talking about, what we're saying. That's the idea. Nice to have people pay that much attention to what's going on here. And they take it personally, and they want to make sure, is it because they really want everybody to be right, or they want to know that they want us to know they're right and we're wrong?
I think both things can be true. I think there are some people who yes. like to correct people. They like to be the smartest person in the room. We all know those people who ask a question they already know the answer to, and the only reason they ask the question is because they want to show they know the answer. And then there are other right. people who genuinely ask questions. I, for one, I like to be corrected when I am wrong because I yeah. like to... If I mispronounce a word or mm-hmm. if I say the wrong name, because sometimes I'm picturing somebody and I'm talking about somebody specifically, like a celebrity, I just happen to say the wrong name.
Right.
I appreciate being corrected, but not everybody feels that way. And again, no. it's one of those things that some people just, they're not even correcting to be helpful. It's just yeah. one of those like smart situations.
Right. It's just
one of my pet peeves though, and people have done this numerous times. If I say the word regardless, I cannot tell you how many times people correct me and say irregardless, and I'm always thinking, okay, that one's wrong. If you are going to correct me, make sure that you are correct yourself. And I don't know why that one is so irksome, but when I say regardless and somebody corrects me with irregardless, like I should have said irregardless because regardless is wrong, that one gets me. I gotta tell you, my spine is quivering right now even just thinking about it.
But what is right? Irregardless is not a word.
Irregardless is not. And because era is without, less is without.
Yeah.
So it's a double without, negative. Without regard? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
Double negative. Double negative is equal to positive.
That's my one grammatical pet peeve.
Uh-huh. Good to know. All right, let's see here. We were talking about Miranda Lambert stopping a concert to call out fans who are more interested in taking selfies than listening to her perform. One of our listeners responded, I think she thought it may have been distracting to the other fans and wanted them to have a good experience for the money. I'm with you on that, sir. I think that's a good motivation.
Well, also,
why wouldn't you want the audience to have...
Yeah. Well, these women were also near the front. It could have just been straight up distracting to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could have been. Now, sometimes, I think that they're... The things that go on at concerts are amazing. The thing that bothers me when people go to a concert and they start smoking pot, it's an outdoor concert, I don't want to sit there and smell the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Go somewhere else and smoke the pot. If you want to smoke pot, that's fine. It's up to you. You're an adult.
Or smoking anything, like cigarettes. Oh.
Ah,
if I'm in a drive-through at a coffee shop and the car in front of me is smoking a cigarette, I'm always thinking, oh, please put that out, especially before you get to the window and you're that smoke's even going inside.
Hi to John Costanza, listening from or at Maui, not from, but in Maui. How are you doing?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House Oversight Committee has revealed that a major component of an alleged cover-up stated by IRS Supervisory Agent Gary Shapley was confirmed on Monday by former FBI Supervisory Agent in charge of the criminal investigation into first son Hunter Biden. The deposition was revealed by Committee Chairman James Comer in advance of a hearing that will be taking place this morning, where Shapley and an unnamed IRS agent will reportedly claim that Hunter Biden received preferential treatment during the investigation. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is citing election interference after revealing that he's a target in a special counsel Jack Smith's criminal investigation into January 6. During a Fox News town hall meeting last night in Iowa, thousands of people showed up to listen. Trump claimed the Justice Department has become a weapon for the Democrats. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello?
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
What does it mean to meet somebody that's crazy for you? What does that mean?
I have a couple of things. But also, crazy. Romantic comedies don't work the way they do in real life. Some situations that happen in romantic comedies, like the meet cute or the whole pursuing somebody and, oh, it's just so sweet and I want that in real life, and then it happens in real life and next thing you know, you're getting a restraining order.
Especially in today's world. Yep. Hi, there's Jay Kirshner. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. I'm Doug Steffen with the nice news. Well, it depends on how you define important. I think looking up into the sky and seeing that meteor shower, which you can see now very... If you go to NASA's website, see the details of this show, that are going to be really good. And one of the reasons that this thing, and that happens pretty much every summer, it's a great spectacle. It started last week and will go through for the next month anyway. I think the peak is on August 12th or 13th, somewhere in there. Again, you can consult the NASA website. I do pretty much every day look and see what's going on. And so these lights are all over the Northern Hemisphere, mostly in the pre-dawn hours. So if you want to get up extra early and catch them, set your alarm to just before sunrise. So sunrise around here is about 5:40, I think, now in the morning. And I'm up then anyway. I don't necessarily think. I look out the window to see if it's raining or to see if the sun's coming up. That's about it. But now I'm reminding myself to go look at this thing because it's quite a show. Neat. A lot of, if you look at NASA's website, you can see pictures of the meteor showers, photos from past years, that sort of thing. So certainly well worth taking in. As we think about the summertime, we have this continuing barrage of news stories from pretty much every outlet. I was looking at something that today is on USA Today about the red hot summer and how people are coping with this all across the country and all across the world, in fact. So, how about we... There are some people who, they don't have air conditioning. People that live in some of these tight-knit communities, they're going to the pools. There are a lot of community pools,
mm-hmm.
right?
Those pools are being closed because of the wildfire smoke coming from Canada.
Yep.
Depends on where you are. Those days, yeah.
Right. There's a guy, here's a clever guy, a butcher shop who's charging people $1.50 to walk into his cool-in refrigerator and spend 5 minutes there.
That is brilliant.
I thought that was kind of clever.
Good for him.
Right?
I'm surprised he's not charging more, though, because the electric bill for that cooler.
Yeah. Maybe it's $15 and I have the decimal point in the wrong place, but it doesn't look like a lot of money. There are 91 million people in this country in 15 states that are under heat warnings this week. So what's that, about a quarter of our population, a little more than a quarter of the population, experiencing air temperatures with the heat index? And what we were talking about before, you caused me to look this up, Jay, when we were talking about, the air quality index is one thing. The temperature is one thing. The humidity is one thing. That index. So all of these things contribute to how healthy it is to be outside. The heat itself, unless you get into like out in Death Valley where it's 120 degrees, that's not going to do you any good. But you can live at 100 degrees. 105 degrees isn't very pleasant. But here where I am in Massachusetts, we've had heavy humidity. Temperature was 90 yesterday and the dew point was 70. So it's the same feeling. Your body feels that onslaught. But for heaven's sakes, even though it's an interesting story to talk about, this is not the first time this has happened. The people get demoralized because they read these stories or they hear the stories. Oh, my God, the heat's terrible. It's the worst it's ever been. Every year it's the worst it's ever been. And every year it's the same as it was some other year. Are we overemphasizing it? I think the news media overemphasizes it because this is sort of a news talk program. We talk about what's in the news. Am I doing you a disservice by talking about the weather? Should I not talk about it? Should I not underscore? Other than tell you how you can cool off, hello, go jump in the water somewhere. Jump in the lake.
Well,
go for a swim.
And I think
take a shower.
Every year, if you live in an area that has the four seasons, I feel like every year we also forget, once we're changing seasons, how hot it can truly get, the first time it gets hot, how cold it can truly get. 60-degree weather, the first time it hits 60 after being cold, people are driving around in their convertibles.
Yeah.
The first time it hits 60 after being really hot and from coming out of summertime, people are already bundled up like it's a blizzard outside. And it's just one of those things. But did you know that air temperature is always measured in the shade? So when you're out in the sun and you're always like, if you ever think to yourself, oh, it feels way hotter than this, it's probably because in the sunlight, it is significantly hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're beating down. But again, think about it, how amazing it is, the solar system, the way that we live, where we are in reality, just going through space and time. It's not really measured anywhere except here, in reality, on the planet. There's no time and space. It's just space. It's empty, except for planets that are rolling around, traveling to who knows where at what speed. That's where we're just headed. Who knows? It's kind of like the direction of life. Who knows where we're going?
Who knows?
I don't know where we're going.
Kind of off topic, but
hey.
On topic.
Yes, ma'am.
There is something that has, when you start talking about the NASA and stuff, and I recalled this, I meant to ask this another time. There is no sound in space, right? Because it's silent.
There's no sound in space, right.
So why or how do we get these sound readings of black holes? Or when we hear the audio of, like, this is what a black hole sounds like, or this is what something else that happens to be in space sounds like. If there's no sound, how do we get those?
Ask the fellow who first asked a question, if a tree falls in a forest and there's nobody there to hear it, is there sound? I don't have a better answer for you, I'm sorry, than that.
Does a frog bump his butt when it hops?
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, right. One of those unanswerable questions. One of the things that is starkly reality, daughter and her, and my grandson and her husband are going to be here for the next 3 weeks. And they're doing this as this is what is so amazing. My daughter and her husband are both the profs at UCLA. And they finish, they have a quarter system. So they have four quarters a year instead of semesters. And she just finished her last quarter at the end of June. It's because they go quarters, right? January to March and April to June and July to September and October to, so anyway. So she's finished and did all of her work and buttoned things up. And so they're taking this. This is their vacation. Every year they try to go. They always come here once or twice a year. But they go other places. This year they didn't. They decided they were going to come here and spend the time here and driving around to the places that Megan loves to go to all over the East Coast, up in Maine, down the Cape. So the realization is that they timed this so that Megan would have finished her schoolwork that she needed to do for her classroom, and before Miles goes back to school, the 15th of August. Huh? Where is it? What? Is there no summer, really, anymore? It used to be there was a delineation, but this was based on agricultural needs. We know that. Get out of school the third week of June, and you go back the week after Labor Day. That was it. Now it's all over the place.
Yeah, that's not how I grew up. We got out towards the end of May, early June, but then we went back in the middle of August.
You did?
Yeah, third week of August. So it's like we still have the same amount of school days, the same amount of summer days. It's just shifted.
Well, the reason that I am bringing this up, among other things, is because there are those who are trying to get students to focus, and parents as well, on back-to-school immunity. Right? Children going back to school, and with that comes more time indoors, more germs, more sniffles, more coughs. So there are people who are saying, well, you've got to do something to support your immune system. The vaxxers say, get a shot. I say, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't get certain shots, because you should. There are four or five basic shots everybody should get, polio among them. But then there are ways for you to enhance your immune system so that you don't get coughs and sneezes and stuff. And one of the things you can do, this is not a commercial, it's just something that we over the years have done, the nasal spray thing, the Navage. We've advertised that here. We've also done something called Clear. It was a nasal thing. And we've done the Beekeeper Natural Spray. And the reason I bring it up is because instead of just jumping on the bandwagon and doing it, if it's not a required vaccine, then my suggestion would be that you don't get it. And instead you build up your child's immune system with lots of antioxidants and minerals and vitamins. They're like, if you were to look up how to support your immune system naturally, just Google it, you'd come up with about 300 beneficial compounds that are straight from nature. And Jack actually has some of these. If you go, we have a Good Day Health podcast that you can get every week. And Jack is always talking about these sorts of things. Ken's more of a traditionalist, Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. As a matter of fact, you look at the contrast of the two of them, gooddayhealthshow.com, you can get the overview. Ken's most recent conversation had to do with vaccinations this fall for either adults or for children. And Jack is talking about how foods are the way for you, if you get proper digestion, to enhance your, the health of your body, your immune system. So they take different points of view, and you can listen to both of them and decide what you want to do on your own, right? Also, in the most recent Good Day Health thing, Dr. Kronhaus is talking about brushing your teeth and how helpful that is for your brain, and it is. So get the Good Day Health podcast and listen to it. Lots of people spend, lots of the same stations that carry the Good Day program, many of them carry the same, the Good Day Health programs on the weekend, but you can also get the updates at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your, wherever you get your podcast. But I just think, in terms of how time flies and you want to prepare your children for school, and one of the ways to prepare is to get, as much good stuff into their bodies as you can. Kind of reminds me of how when I get cattle out of the stockyards, I get the cattle out as soon as I can because they're exposed to all kinds of things. And your children will be, too, in that incubator called school. So protect them. Build up their immune system. 48 after the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off the air about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitrin.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time for Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show fame. Yes, fame and fortune has been his because he likes dogs. He likes pets. Imagine turning liking pets into being coming a gajillionaire, big time broadcaster for the Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com and see. I can say that because you and I are friends, and I can get away with most anything. With friends, you can say things about me, and I say things about you, and they may be fuzzy, little, sometimes facts are fuzzy. Facts are amazing things, aren't they? They're, you know, it's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder. I'll tell you one thing, though, that is cool. Literally, at this time of year, we have a pet adoption going on at the farm. We have several different events this year, but I also see other places that are adding pet adoptions. New pets come in every week, and if you're looking for a new fuzzy friend, I'm betting you can find one of these things almost anywhere, right, Warren?
Absolutely.
The consciousness of the conscious. People are so conscious of this now.
They are, and I think a lot has to do with it. Finally, it's being publicized that, you know, adopting a dog or adopting a cat is a great thing to do. And I always get the calls from the person that says to me, you know, Warren, I love dogs. I grew up with a schnauzer, and that's what I want. I want a schnauzer. Should I go buy? 25% of all dogs at shelters and rescues across America are purebred dogs. Plus the fact, if you go to any of the breed clubs, the Schnauzer Club of America, they have rescues there as well. So there's always a way, even if you want a purebred dog for whatever reason, I have no idea what my dogs look like. I fell in love with the inside, not the outside. So yeah. The bottom line is, when you adopt a dog, you know, look beyond what they look like. I mean, there are so many great dogs out there for adoption. You know, after a day or two, who cares what they look like? You're in love with them. So that's, you know, but it's a good, you hit the nail on the head, Doug. There are more dogs and cats being adopted now. Also, on the other end of the spectrum, though, during COVID, a lot of people did adopt dogs and cats, and a lot of them have been returned, which I cannot possibly understand how a person could take a dog or a cat into their house
selfish
and return it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
So my daughter's looking for a poodle, a purebred poodle,
yeah,
and they've gone to the same route. cute to find. They have, her husband is allergic, so they get, they have, and the poodles, the poodle that they had for a while that belonged to Tony, my former wife, died. And then the dog that they had, that they got from a place here in New England, died a few months ago. And so now they want to get another one. And they've looked around and they haven't found a good source, whether it be adoption. Apparently they're very popular and hard to get. Poodles. Is that true? Is there one of those poodle adoptions? I'm sure they've looked around.
What I would tell them to do is I would tell them, where do they live? What area?
They live in Mar Vista.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just go to Poodle Rescue of Southern California.
Really?
Google Poodle Rescue of Southern California. There'll be some in Southern California, Northern California, Central California. And
I'm
sure.
I've done that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of poodles out there for adoption, you know, or just. There's also other breeds. There's Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels.
We had one of those.
That has hair.
I will tell you something. The Portuguese water dog that we had when the kids were small was one of the most wonderful beings I ever remember encountering in my life.
Oh, let me tell you about Portuguese water dogs.
Oh, my God, what a great dog.
Case de Agua. That's what they're called. Case de Agua, the first Portuguese water dog that came to the United States, came in the 70s to a Mrs. Miller in Farmington, Connecticut. I worked with the dog, and I worked with the Portuguese water dogs when they were very, very rare. And in fact, one of the dogs I worked with made the cover of, I'm bragging, the Life magazine, towing a boat on Long Island. Amazing breed of dog. But they also, the reason that they're okay with allergies, and there's no such thing as a totally hyperallergenic, is because they have hair versus fur. That's the big difference. But a lot of people are allergic to the dander. A lot of people are allergic to dander, and with cats, it's saliva. Saliva is a big thing with cats and allergies. So, you know, what I would do is I would go to you know, Poodle Rescue of Southern California, and they'll guide you. I'm sure there's plenty of poodles out there that need a home.
I'm going to pass that along. Here's the story of an Army veteran named Christy Gardner, who lost both of her legs while she was on duty in Afghanistan, struggled with feeling useless until she found inspiration. The service dog that she had that saved her life now has inspired her to match veterans in need of service dogs on their own. The service dogs, sometimes I guess they sort of in or out of duty, and then what do you do with them? So she's now been the coordinator, become the coordinator of putting these former service dogs with former service members. Which I thought was kind of a cool thing, talking about finding homes for dogs.
Yeah, I work with an organization now called For Veterans Sake, and what they do is they find dogs that may have served in Afghanistan, and they hook them up with veterans here. What a great combination they do make, though.
Yeah, that is right. She's done 13 service dogs so far. She trains them and then finds homes for them. I think that's so laudable. Therapy dogs, you know, what do they need? No skill except being a great dog.
There you go.
Much anything else. All right, well, congratulations there. And congratulations to Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. It's 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.